Friday, I pointed out Roy Moore rightly and perfectly summed up where we stand versus the opposition in a summary of what his Dem opponent told The Economist in an interview. Moore said, "Let me translate to you what he just told you. If your Christian culture does not accept abortion, same-sex marriage, sodomy, transgender rights in schools and the military, then by definition you are discriminatory and will not be protected. We're told that we must abandon our traditional moral values and Christian teaching or else, and the or else is that if you don't cave to the left, you'll effectively lose your rights and be classified as some secondary citizen. This isn't speculation. It's well underway, experienced by everything from florists and bakers being put out of business to a host of other examples." Writing in National Review, David French pointed out the misrepresentations made by the New York Times and most other press outlets about the Masterpiece Cake Shop case to be heard by the Supreme Court. French points out that the case is not about discrimination. The cake shop serves all, including homosexuals. The case is instead about being compelled to join in a message one disagrees with. In other words, being forced to say something, to express something with which you disagree. If a black baker refuses a white customer's request to design a Confederate flag cake, he's not discriminating on the basis of race. He's refusing to advance a message, writes French. The point of all this is that if not stopped, the left will use the law to effectively take away the practical right to express disagreement with them. They've already done so in other Western countries, and they're pushing hard so to do here. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.